Hey, thanks for checking out The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. This is the final episode of our story, and we would love to dedicate it to an awesome young gamer called Joshua, who is 11 years old and has been inspired to start his own suited campaign. We wish you the best of luck, Joshua, and hope you have as much fun with your game as we've had with ours. Jeff and Simon salute you. And we are all really excited to be a part of your RPG gaming experience. Last time, Jeff, Simon, and Ferator went deep into the roots of the Life Tree, while a battle between the forces of good and evil raged in the skies above. They made their way through a maze of twists and turns, eventually coming to an enormous underground cavern beneath what appeared to be the base of a gargantuan tree. They heard a few ominous growls before a large smoky wolf formed up and appeared in their midst.
Jeffrey sort of sidles closer to the wolf and says, "Hey, you there. Any ideas?"
It turns its head to look down at Jeff, who is inexplicably standing right next to it. And it just says,
"Soldiers of Kashtar will die."
Well, that's us, unfortunately.
Flip some initiative, everybody.
Well, I mean, he's quite direct, a little rude, but at least you know where you stand.
God, ace of hearts.
Oh, you're doing better than me. I got an ace of clubs.
Yeah, I got a five of clubs, so...
Okay, believe it or not, it got a four, so Simon is first in this round.
Believe it or not, it got a four, so Simon gets a first.
Yep, Simon with
just pick it to death again.
Simon with a Jeff Ferritor.
So
that's just this round. So Simon, what would you do after it tells Jeff that soldiers of Kashtar will die?
I'm worried about Jeff.
We're standing. All worried about Jeff.
So, I guess I'm just gonna... Can I fly here? Not fly here.
Yeah, yes you can. The cavern is much larger.
Okay, cool. Alright, so I'm gonna... I wanna fly over there and slash with the wing blades to try and distract from the fact that Jeffrey is standing so close.
Okay. Slash with cool. Wing blades.
Nice. Okay. And so it is a Jack of Hearts. A Jack of Hearts is an 11 plus what am I doing? Skill bonuses. No, not skill. I'm going with spades bonus because I have fly plus 2, so 13. Plus the wing blades is 15. Plus the thingy, right? So 21.
21? Okay, well, that sounds like an amazing score, but this is a final boss, and it flipped a king, plus an 11, so that's a 24.
God damn it.
To go incorporeal, and you and your wing blades just fly straight through it, and you hurt yourself by smacking into the ground. And it's going to reform, and then since it's already pointing its head down at Jeff, who's standing right next to him, he's just going to try and snap down with his jaws and go for a bite.
Ha! Not good. Two of clubs, and my clubs is 3, so 5 of clubs. So that's 3 for my clubs, 2 for my shield, and 2 for my thing, so it's 7.
Okay, and it on its bite got a 13, so it you block some of the brunt or a few of its teeth with your shield, but you take 6 damage in the process as it clamps down and bites your little mousy body. And now it's your turn. Jeff.
So Jeff is going to hoo-hop-hop and bounce off a nearby wall with a hip and a hop and a jive, and attack with his cutlass while swinging from a rope-like root.
Awesome. That's definitely swashbuckling.
That's five spades.
Yep.
My spades is 6, so it's 11. It's quite swashbuckling. Oh, wait, so I can use my spade or my skill?
No, you both.
Spade skill
no,
and...
No, spades bonus skills bonus.
Not your spades bonus. Your spades bonus is mouse. Notice, like this, so that's irrelevant.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You,
no,
you use your suit stat. You're using your suit stat plus your skill.
Yep, so 6, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16. Not great.
Okay, and so 16, and it's going to try and do the same trick by going incorporeal like it did against Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only a 15.
Nice.
So it starts to fade, but it does it a bit too late, and you manage to just sort of slash it a little bit with your cutlass, and it gives off an angry growl that you hurt it for 1 damage. And now Ferritor.
Cash!
Bear in mind, Ferritor can't touch Cash without dying.
Mm. I have the bomb.
Yeah.
Ferritor is going to hold Cash aloft and start running around sort of near the entrance to sort of goad the wolf to pay attention to him, screaming, "I don't have anything important!" But actively using reverse psychology on him.
Okay, so that's definitely
in hopes that it strikes at him and hits a wall when he moves out of the way.
Right, so that's a heart flip, I guess, to convince it to go after you.
Queen of clubs. Well, it's not a diamond, so that's helpful. So that'd be 12 plus 2 is 14. Do I add anything else to this?
Only if you have an applicable skill.
Not really.
Okay,
I can pray to myself.
it only got a 10 on a skill I've just added for it called smarts and wits. So yeah, it falls for it. So it looks up at Cash being sort of carted around by this strange hopping green insect creature, and it decides to charge after you, and it smacks itself into a wall and gets damaged in the process. And we are in round 2, so that is a new initiative.
Ooh, I got a queen.
I got a queen.
I got a heart, so I suck it, unless you got a heart.
No, I got a diamond. It's technically my favoured suit, but yeah.
Jeff?
I just know that the ties are hearts.
I got a diamond, a 5 of.
5 of diamonds, okay. Cool. So, Simon, Ferritor, Jeff, and then Wither goes last because he's just donged himself in the head and he's got cartoon birds flying around him.
Cartoon Simons.
Yeah, so this is. So, Simon goes again.
Simon flies around his head briefly and then is realizing that he didn't kind of do anything. Like, being like, oh, and I thought that was quite good, too. You know, like, was like, where is that thing?
Yeah.
And he starts going, my name is Cash! Like, aloud, looking for this thing to reply, so he's, like, trying to grab it. Yeah, that's what he's trying to do. Ferritor's
running around with it above his head at the moment, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so your turn, you're not trying to harm Wither, you're just trying to grab Cash.
Yeah, well, I guess, like, because I want to grab Cash and open it so that the spark gets out, but I don't know how much of that I can do in a turn, so
If Simon comes flying at Ferritor, Ferritor will just scream out Boulder Dash, which opens Cash. That also rhymes.
okay,
and,
yeah.
So and I'll flip a aid. Basically, my action is to aid Simon I don't know.
No, so yeah, that doesn't work because you can only aid if you come first in the initiative order.
Yeah.
Or if you come before them. So yeah, so Simon, you can use your turn getting cash from Ferritor, but that will be your whole turn. Mm.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, so your turn is you fly towards Ferritor and you take cash from him. And now it's Ferritor's turn.
Ferritor will scream boulder dash.
Okay.
Which opens cash.
Yep, so while Simon is holding this metallic seed, a bright green seam appears around the middle and it falls into two halves and they just clang to the cavern floor. And floating above Simon's hands is a brilliant glowing green speck.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Jeff's turn.
So the speck's hovering and glowing.
Yes, as if it's like a few millimeters from Jeff's hands. Like from Simon's hands. Like as if Simon's holding it, but not quite holding it.
Okay. We haven't received guidance on how to use the spark specifically, have we?
No, you were just told that you had to use it. That's it.
You're also told that anything that wasn't you two would evaporate, supposedly.
Jeffrey, for his turn, is going to leap past Simon, grasping the spark, and attempt to touch it to the wolf.
Okay, so we're all just taking turns. Who gets to hold it?
So is it going to take the whole turn, or is it... like, how do item interactions take place?
Yeah, so...
I'm just wondering, like, I already gave up pretty much my whole turn to get it. Do we want to damage him?
Yeah,
To damage him?
Yeah, rewind. Jeffrey's... seeing Simon preparing to use this unknown thing, is going to leap past with his cutlass raised and attack the wolf, distracting it from Simon, who's doing something smart.
Okay, in a swashbucklery kind of way?
In a swashbucklery kind of way.
Okay.
It's a heart, it's 7, but that would be a spades flip, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. So 7, 11, 14... 16.
Okay, so it's going to try and dodge out the way. And it only gets a 9 to dodge out the way.
Nice.
So you just come right at it and just really hit it hard with your cutlass. Describe a big attack to this thing's sort of hindquarters.
Jeffrey slices at its tail. You tell me if I cut the tail off.
You do, but it's made of smoke, so it sort of reattaches itself.
Yeah, that's what happens. He sort of swings so hard that is like his cutlass essentially goes between his legs as he flies past. He's swinging so hard.
He's spinning like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Nice. Where do you end up at the end of the attack?
Directly beneath the hindquarters of said wolf.
Okay. So the wolf is going to remain sort of unaware of your current position. And what it's going to do is turn towards Simon and Ferritor, and it's going to spew a horrible, like, cloud of poison.
Uh-uh.
And it gets a total score of 18 to do that. But, hang on, multiple... Let me just re-teach myself the rules about multiple targets... multiple targets. Each target after the first makes an additional minus one, so it just takes minus one to that. So it is 17, and then the action result is opposed by the strongest targeted enemy. So I guess in this case I'll get both of you to flip to defend against this poisonous cloud, and then the best score will represent both of you.
Cool. Just straight up.
Oh, sorry, Jeff's not involved. You're sort of behind.
Oh, sorry.
You're under the wolf's hindquarters.
Oh,
so
it's coming out the mouth. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Could be a different cloud.
it's the reverse of a fan. It comes in through one way and goes out the other. I got a Jack Diamond.
Okay, and what would you do, theoretically? Like, do you have an action or skill you would add to trying to avoid the poison smoke?
I'm low to the ground, so dropping low to the ground and then using my cloak, flipping it over myself to not take in the poisonous gas.
Okay, so what's that total score for you?
So Jack's a 10, isn't it? Or is it 11?
11.
That's 11 plus low to the ground, 15 plus cloak. I think it's just a plus one. It's 16.
Okay. And Simon, what would you do to avoid this poison smoke?
I think he'd try and spin out of the way, like flap out of the cloud, or like, you know, flap to get A above it and B, disperse it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Away from him.
That makes a lot of sense. So flip for that. So that would be fly or aerobatics.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with aerobatics. It's probably going to be a spades flip, I guess, because that would make sense, right?
Yeah.
Which is 6 plus my 7 is 13 plus my aerobatics is 19. So 19.
Yeah.
But I flipped a club, just so you know.
That's fine. I'm not doing those in combat.
So okay, cool.
Yeah, you flap. So you actually got better than it by 2. So it spews this poisonous smoke at the two of you, and Simon's quick thinking of getting to the air and trying to blow it out of the way means that it disperses and it doesn't affect either of you negatively, and the wolf gets hurt somehow for 2 points.
Maybe he's, you know, like when you're just like, you're just talking to someone and then all of a sudden you just choke because you just couldn't breathe all of a sudden properly. Like you just forgot how. Like he just does that and he's like.
Yeah. Okay. He chokes on his own smoke.
It's not that he's poisoned by it. He just forgot how to breathe it out for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting it to come back.
Yeah. That's perfect. Yep. And I guess, and now we're on to round 3.
Cool. Initiative.
Hey.
3.
Jack.
Okay, Jeff, you're up first.
Woo! So Jeff is still behind and beneath the beast.
Yep.
And it didn't move around. Cool.
It's choking on smoke.
Yeah, it is. Cool, so Jeff is going to use his position of behind and beneathness to stab upwards with his swashbuckly-ness and swinging on... So the tail came back, eh?
Yeah, the tail reattached itself because it's just smoke.
So Jeff's going to grab the tail, jump up and grab it, which I assume like a normal dog would cause it to tuck its tail. And he's going to use that to swing in and under and try and stab it in the underbelly. Swashbucklery.
Oh, it sure is. Cool. It can't exactly dodge this kind of thing, so it's just going to try and take it. Actually, no, it's going to try.
Like a man.
It's going to try and go incorporeal to avoid that.
Okay. Lucky for it, I got an ace. So that's 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10 total. Oh, okay. It got a 20 total to go incorporeal. So as you grab onto its tail and you start to swing, its body sort of isn't there anymore. Neither is its tail, and you just fall to the ground and stab yourself with the sword.
Oh.
For 10 damage.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Ouch. 10.
Yeah, that's bad. That's real bad, you guys.
That's bad. So Jeff's not in good shape. And now it's Ferritol.
I don't know how to help that.
Ferritol, seeing this, will run sort of to the opposite direction that on the opposite side of the wolf as Simon is currently. And also far enough away from Jeff. And as he's running past, he will start throwing cattle chops behind him and start yelling, "Hey, Wither! I don't know whether you're anything of a threat, eh? I don't know whether you're a Wither, eh?" Sort of taunting it again to try and follow him.
Okay.
In hopes that it stands on his cattle chops.
Okay, trying to do the same thing as last time?
Yeah. But also trying to pull it away, pull its attention away from Jeff and Simon.
Okay, it gets a total smarts of 13, so it's going to be pretty easy to beat.
I got a queen of hearts.
Okay.
plus.
Nice.
Plus your heart score.
Which is 2. Which is 14. And then the battle cattle tropes is just a plus 1, so it's 15.
15, okay. Yeah, it's only got a 13, so it falls for it yet again. And
I'm an annoying green thing.
It turns its head and it starts bounding after you, and it steps on the caltrops as it goes, and it takes 2 damage to its feet.
Opening!
Yeah, so Wither is already charging after Ferritor, so it's going to just do that and try and bite. Okay, but it only gets a total of 11 to do so. So how would you try and defend from a bite from a giant smoky wolf chasing you?
As it comes to bite, sort of try and get lower to the ground.
Okay.
Using my low to the ground skill.
All right, that would be plus your spades.
Plus my spades. So that would be 9 plus I pulled a heart, 10. So
19. Oh wow, okay. I thought you were saying total of 10. Yeah, so it goes to bite you and you get super low to the ground and it just smashes its face on the ground for 8 damage to its smoky wolf snout.
I do like that about Suited, you know. I know I'm not supposed to talk about the system and break character or whatever, but I do like the fact that when the monsters fail, they damage themselves. When, you know, like, I like that. I think that's fun. Yeah.
They
have a semi-pacifistic based character who doesn't actually have to physically fight to be useful.
Yeah.
The only difficulty is, from a Game Master's point of view, is finding out ways for things to get hurt when narratively it doesn't make sense for them to get hurt. Like, I had this discussion with Ted of, like, what if you fire an arrow at someone who's in the distance and you lose the flip, like what happens? And he was like, anything happens. Like a pine cone falls from a tree and donks you on the head for 3 damage. Like, it doesn't have to. Yeah. It doesn't have to mean that your attack hurt you. It just, you get hurt. I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. Okay, but yeah, that he tries to get you. You're too low to the ground, and just smack, his muzzle hits the ground. And he takes quite a bit of damage. And now it's Simon's turn.
Simon wants to fly at it directly and kind of... because he's, like, holding this thing in his, like, feet, you know?
Yep.
And he wants to sort of put his feet inside it. Like, almost like... you know how, like, birds flying over the water, they kind of dangle their feet in the water of the lake or whatever, and then they pull their feet up? He wants to kind of do that along the back of the wolf to see if it does anything before dropping it completely, you know?
Yep, nice. So now is the time that I reveal to you that in doing things like this, combat maneuvers that involve the spec gives a plus 5.
Oh, cool.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, nice. Good time to roll. Good time to flip. A11, a jack.
Cool. And roll up.
So I've flipped the jacks, 11, plus the spades, suit stats, so that's 17, plus fly, I guess, or aerobatics. No, I'm going to go with aerobatics because... that would give me a 23 plus the spec of 5, so 28.
Ooh, epic. Okay, it's going to try and go incorporeal to avoid that. Okay, it's a total of 13. So, wow. 15 damage. Believe it or not, boys and girls.
Believe it or not.
Describe for me, Simon, the way that dragging this speck sort of through this wolf's back renders it unable to fight anymore. Like, ends the fight.
Epic. Okay. So he's like, he's been watching like Jeff try and grab the tail and stuff, and he's like, from the tail end, he's like, maybe the back end's more vulnerable. You know, like... and he dips his feet into the wolf thing and it sees him stay there. like, doesn't disappear for a change. And he's like, hell yeah. And he, like, digs his claws out as he's dragging this thing through and just, like, scratches all the way up the back as well as, like, you know, dragging the spark through and just, like, completely rips open the back end. Yeah.
As you do that, it leaves this sort of mark of these glowing, almost electrical arcing, like, green veins in the smoke that aren't going away. Like, the smoke is being infected by the energy of the speck. And the wolf coughs out a few, like, hacking, smoky coughs all over Ferator, who's still by the muzzle.
Ew!
And then it sort of turns around, like, frantically, like, swinging its head left and right, like it can't believe what's happening, and hacking and coughing as its body is becoming more and more consumed by this green energy inside it.
Oh, go on! Tiny heroes, do it! Do what your master brought you here for. Do it, you pathetic servants of Kashtar.
And it's still just, like, hacking, coughing, and swinging its head erratically left to right. Like, it's in its final death throes. It's got nothing left to lose. Seriously, that flip, Simon. Wow.
Saved my life.
That's insane, that flip. This fight was supposed to go at least another 3 rounds.
I mean, I got lucky with the jack. The jack right when I needed it, you know? And then I've... Or, like, all those points that you gave me, pumping the points into those certain skills, you know, maxing out at 6. Yeah. So,
yeah. Sorry, Ted, that, like, final boss battles are meant to take, like, 3 or 4 hours, but this... this did not. Yeah, sorry, that total break of character. Yeah.
Dear pathetic servants of Kashtar.
Ferator is going to run over to Jeff and try and pull him away from what he thinks is a solid wolf that might fall on top of him.
Yeah, Jeff's pretty buggered, so he's going to have to be helped to get anywhere fast.
I'll get, in that case, Ferator to just aid, flip to aid, and then... Jeff to sort of flip to Scarpa.
Scarpering, Joker.
It's a +4. I got an 8 heart.
Wow. Okay. +4 to Jeff's Scarpering.
Does Joker count for anything?
Joker should not be in the pack. Okay.
8.
Okay, plus spades.
Straight 8 of spades. So I guess if it's a spades action, then 12. And I don't really have anything that would help there. Maybe Moxie, 13.
Okay, and then plus four as well, 17. So yeah, together, Jeff and Ferator, you easily scarper to safety wherever you would go. So if you just briefly tell me where that would be. Is it just like out of the way, or is it like somewhere to an alcove or something?
To an alcove, yes.
Along the way, picking up the pieces of cash shell. A cashew shell.
Nice. Good thinking. Yep, so you do that. So the two of you disappear to an alcove to safety, and presumably Ferator would like keep an eye on the very injured Jeff. So Simon is left alone with this increasingly erratic smoky wolf whose smoky form is filling up more and more with this green, with these green veins of energy.
Yeah, and Simon will scream out something like, I don't know, soldiers of Kashtar will live because Kashtar is life. Eat it.
It's
like reflecting the light of the speck off his golden gleaming breastplate just straight at this thing, you know,
with a sort of like tries to sort of turn its head away from the like brilliant glow of the green light off your golden breastplate, and then as sort of like one last ditch effort, it tries to spew some like poisonous smoke onto you.
Mm-hmm.
And now it flips a good card.
And now I don't. That's a 4.
Okay, so it gets a 24 for poison smoke. So yeah. So you just got poisoned with 20 damage.
Dang.
In its death throes as it's sort of like hacking and wheezing as it's getting more and more consumed by the greenness. You take 20 poison damage.
Do I get to add anything to my four to get out of the way, or?
Yeah, you tell me. So four was your flip, was it?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, four was my flip. Yeah. Okay. I guess I'd just do the same thing as I did before, try and fly out of the way. So I'd add, like, 8 to that, for instance. So it would be 12. What's that? Yeah, 12.
Yeah, so in that case, just take 12 damage from this poisonous
still
smoke.
Still a lot.
Yeah, so that
Simon feels very sick.
So that leaves you, like, blinded and sick and hacking and wheezing. And it sort of lets off this, like, amused laugh that it was able to do that to you.
Pathetic.
And then its body just sort of slumps to the ground. It's not dead, you can tell, and like the green lines are growing more and more within it, but it's still sort of like twitching and shifting, showing you that it's not dead yet.
Ferator will come out of the alcove with the cash piece, cashew shell, and be like, Simon, over here! Sort of holding the shell up. Because he wants to help, but he knows that if he gets close to you, he might disintegrate.
Yes, but perhaps there could be another use for this spark. Perhaps it is meant to bring life back to this tree.
What, like planting it like a seed?
Well, I wondered.
Ferritor's going to look around where they are to see if there's anywhere that looks like it could be a place you could plant something.
It doesn't look obvious that, you know, you would plant anything anywhere. This is just sort of like a big dirt cavern, but you are definitely right underneath the like trunk of a very big tree.
Ferator will turn to Jeff and go, I'm gonna go dig a hole, you're right here.
Yes, and Jeffrey starts helping out with his saber, digging as quickly as he can.
Okay, I like that. The two of you are working together to dig a small hole.
And then once there's a small hole, Jeffrey puts his shield over the top.
Right, okay.
Making a little bunker.
For the spark?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so I put the spark in before you do that, but yes. Yeah, I got you. I know what you're doing.
Okay. Yep, so you bury or conceal the speck beneath Jeff's shield, and as you do, you notice that the wolf that is slowly getting more and more and more consumed by the green veins of energy is now basically just a big lump of green, and then its body starts to sort of grow leaves all over it, and then it just sort of vanishes, just dissipates into nothingness.
Ferritor is going to run over quickly to see if he can grab the leaves before they vanish.
Just make a general flip.
A king.
Yeah, you grab a leaf. It's sort of floating to the ground, and you just sort of snatch it up before it has a chance to dissipate, and now it's yours. I have
a
leaf.
I'm going to run back over to the seed and produce the leaf and go, if we crunch it up, we can sort of give it mulch for the seed.
And Simon goes, all right, give it here. And he puts it in his mouth, kind of chews it a little bit, and then like clicks it back up the way that, you know, like pigeons feed their babies or whatever.
Oh yeah,
and just
water,
sort of
licks
it
too.
Back. Yeah, licks it back into the hole with the seed.
Okay. As soon as the chewed up bits of leaf touch the seed,
the spark,
it just glows this violently bright light, and it just engulfs everything, the whole cavern you're in, the like the tree roots, the base of the tree and everything, and it sends out tendrils of this bright green energy in all directions. And outside, so what you don't see is that these tendrils of energy shoot up and out of the trees, out of all the trees in the whole world. Like every single tree in this world lights up like a beacon, and the uppermost branches of the trees tense, and these just this blanket of energy goes over the entire realm and just covering everything in this sort of warmth of life. And the two warring armies of flying creatures that are above you, they just sort of cease in midair. So the heroes of life and good, they're sort of like in awe of this sudden palpable change in the world, and the feral, smoky, oozy creatures all sort of stop in confusion as if like they're waking up from some kind of deep, dreamless sleep. And then the tiny seed-like stones that blanket the entire desert of seeds all begin to sprout tiny little green shoots of new life. And then
that's me squeeing for real, okay? If you've ever seen me squee in the Discord, that's what it sounds like in real life.
And then back inside this cavern where you are, the like tendrils of energy stop and the glow dissipates and you're all sort of back to normal for a few seconds.
Did you guys feel that too?
Oh, well, I didn't expect that, that's for sure.
Your spit did that.
He's like, I wonder what else I could do with that power.
I think you need the leaf as well. There's no more of those.
Ah, yes. And Simon looks down at his breastplate. Is it still there? Because he's sort of checking to see if he's still him.
Yeah, the breastplate's still there. Nothing about you has changed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and while
he did wake up one day just wearing it, so he's like,
yeah. Yeah. And while the three of you are talking about, you know, did you just feel that, and you know what just happened, Jeff, you know, you get like a tiny little tap on your shoulder.
Hello.
You turn your head, and there is like a sort of like a U-sized, like a mouse-sized, tiny little glowing humanoid creature with little, like, delicate wings. This is, of course, a sprite. And it just looks, it tilts its head and looks at you with this very, very happy, relieved smile. And as you notice that, like, hundreds and hundreds of these things start just sort of appearing out of the walls of this cavern and, like, out of the tunnels and of the tree roots and things. And they just flood this whole area with their numbers. And then the one that is smiling at you just says,
"Hello, brave heroes."
"Hello, little person."
"Oh, hello." Simon has a momentary moment where he's like, kill it with fire. And then he's like, wait, wrong game.
Ferator is completely still, which is unusual for him.
"Hello, citizen of the realm."
"Hi." "Oh. Hi.
Thank you for aiding these outworlders in what they have done."
I did my best with what I knew and what I heard and what I could think and what I knew and what we did. And hi, I'm Ferator."
It gives a little chuckle like,
"I am called Joshua.
Are you my new friend?"
"Well, I certainly hope so. It is certainly a time for a new beginning. The power of life has returned to the realm."
"No more cash."
"No. The speck does not belong here. The speck belongs with them."
And then gestures to Jeff and Simon. In the outworld.
Ferator will look over at Jeff and Simon and sort of tilt his head sideways a little bit. "Are they going?"
"Yes, they must. Kashtar's influence returns and strengthens with each passing second, as Wither's power fades into memory."
"Oh. And so I gain a new friend and I lose two."
"Yes.
But their heroics will not be forgotten in this world, for we would not have a world without them."
"Well, we don't talk about the tunnel. That's not part of the heroic story."
"We'll leave that part out of the histories. Jeff Array Montclair?"
"Yes.
Simon..."
I've forgotten Simon's last name.
"Quail."
Quail, that's it. I keep saying Cowl in my head. Simon Cowl.
I know, that's why I chose it. As well as the fact that it's quail for a pigeon. Both of those reasons.
"Jeff Ray Montclair? Simon Quail? You have saved all who dwell here. And for a reward, the sprites can use Kashtar's returning magic to send you to your home, where this speck must also go. Do you wish to return?"
"Oh." And Simon has a think about that. And he's like, "I couldn't talk to Jeffrey before. I will miss his funny wee voice.
Well, that'll make one of us take me back immediately.
Well, I must say, a great deal of things have changed in the world since you left. In fact, your actions in this world have directly impacted a number of things in that world. For one, mice all over the world are beginning to gain more and more sentience by the day. And it's all because of your presence here, Jeff.
Oh, go on at my importance.
You being here has sort of opened up a link for new growth and new life among mouse kind in the world that, well, you know as Isen.
Yes?
They are growing.
And what are they doing now, these cousins of mine, these children of mine, rather?
They are growing in intelligence and ingenuity. They are, well, any day now, though, they will reach an almost industrious level of sentience.
Interesting. And I assume that they will accept me as their lord, savior, and master upon my return?
That, I suppose, is up to your charms.
Well, that's a yes then.
And Simon, the same thing is happening with pigeons. And I must say, the two of you will retain your skills that you've learned since arriving in this world, including being able to understand one another.
Ah, yes. I mean, that's what I would have missed the most, I think. That and this shiny breastplate.
Yes, you can keep that too.
Ah, good. Wonderful. I should return. I miss the world.
Then so it shall be. And then
Before anything happens, Ferritor quickly runs over to Simon and just plonks his cattle trot bag in with the ball bearing bag and goes, "A gift before you go." Sort of steps back.
Simon sort of like ruffles the non-existent like fur or feathers. He's a little bit confused as to why you're not covered with fur or feathers. It sort of ruffles your head and is like, "I was only joking about the eating you, mostly."
I understand, I think. This is the most conversation I've had with people in a while. Oh. I'm going to miss you guys.
Oh, I'll miss you too, funny wee green armed thing.
Absolutely. Whatever everyone was saying, I'm there too. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Well, whenever you are ready, my brethren and I can do what needs to be done.
And he gestures to, all of the gathered sprites in the area who are all waiting to do whatever they're told.
Well, Jeffrey, we've saved a gnome when we weren't able to talk, and we saved a world when we were. Not bad.
It's exactly what I expect for myself. If anything, I'm a little bit disappointed. Should have done it quicker.
Faratul's going to walk over and to Jeff, who's probably still quite covered in blood from his injury, and just he's going to start sort of cleaning him off, and as he's helping clean him off, he actually switches coats, and so now you've got a clean coat.
Oh, lovely.
Nice.
Parator is giving farewell gifts.
I like it. If someone had anything to give back, he would. He doesn't have anything.
Jeffrey gives him a little friendly punch on the shoulder.
Yeah, Simon plucks a feather out and hands it to him.
Ferritor will take the feather and sort of like attach it to his coat, which probably looks like a massive thing on him.
You fool! Now I can clone you.
And it's like, right, well, Sprite, ready when you are.
Okay, yeah, the Sprite just nods and gestures for all the other sprites, and they all nod in turn, and they all start humming this low chant. It's just sort of this long droning.
As they're doing that, I'm yelling at Ferritor, say goodbye to Mayor Carrie for me, and don't forget Woody. And just naming people that he's met on the way.
And Dr. Carol Young.
And Dr. Carol Young, and oh, and Frederick. Just naming everybody.
Name dropping, okay.
And yeah, the sprites themselves start to glow this sort of brilliant white, and they're just like a really hot, hot white. They just gets brighter and brighter and brighter until the cavern is just this just explosion of whiteness. It's so much light you can't see. All it is just pure light. And then it fades away, and Jeff and Simon, you are in the top of a very tall tree in a forest, and you don't know where you are, but it doesn't look like the forest you just left. And that's, I guess, the end of the gigantic adventures of Jeff and Simon. You are back in the world of Isen, where you started. The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Skatebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited or play it for yourself, head to escapeboxgames.com. We are a very proud member of the Podicon Go network, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone. You can check out podicongo.com to learn more about this show and a bunch of other awesome ones. In fact, here's a promo for one of them now.
Hello friends, my name is Jonah Jackson. I'm the Game Master on Quest Company Junior, an actual play RPG podcast that's fun for the whole family. You can join us for fun adventures in our series Guardians of Greenwood and Postcards from Pearl.
Are you talking about me?
Hey Pearl, yeah, I was just about to tell them all about
you. I wanna help. My name is Pearl, I'm 10 years old. I'm a super cool Pokemon trainer. My best friend is a seal named Seely.
Or?
I'm exploring the Kanoko region to become the very best like no one ever was.
Oh, yeah, Kanoko is a brand new region.
I'm making a lot of new friends, and I'm trying to take down Team Nasty.
Well, those guys are no good.
Yeah, they steal Pokemon and turn them into shadow Pokemon. What the heck?
Well, if there's anyone who can stop them.
It's a 10-year-old who was raised on a cruise ship.
Or.
Okay, Seely and I are going to go train. See you later.
Bye, Pearl. If you want to follow Pearl's adventures, check out Quest Company Junior wherever you get your podcasts. Quest Company Junior. Fun at the table, fun for the family.